Bible reading number 246, Matthew 13, verses 1 through 23. Four kinds of hearts. That day Jesus left the house, and he was sitting beside Lake Galilee. There were so many people who came to Jesus that he had to get into a small boat. He sat in the boat, and all the people stood on the shore. Jesus used many examples to speak with them. Listen. A farmer went out to plant his seed. While he was planting, some seeds fell along the road. The wild birds came and ate them up. Some other seeds fell on rocky soil. There was not much soil there. The little plants grew up quickly because the soil was not deep. But when the sun came up, the plants were burned because their shallow roots dried up. Some more seeds fell among thorny weeds. But the thorny weeds came up and killed them off later. And some other seeds fell on good soil. Some were producing fruit 100 times more, some were producing 60 times more, and some yielded 30 times more. The person who has ears must use them. Why did Jesus use examples? Jesus' followers came and asked him, "Why do you use examples to speak to them?" Jesus answered, "You have been chosen to learn the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but these secrets have not been given to others. The person who has something will get more. However, what will happen to the one who has almost nothing? Even what he has will be taken away from him. This is why I use stories when I talk with them. They look, but they do not see, and they listen, but they do not understand. They have made Isaiah's prophecy come true. It says, 'You will certainly hear, but you won't understand. You will certainly see, but you won't understand.' The heart of this people has become hard. They have ears, but they do not listen. They have shut their eyes. Otherwise they would see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their minds, and then turn. I would heal them." Isaiah 6, verses 9 through 10. "You are very blessed to see what you now see and to hear what you now hear. I am telling you the truth. Many prophets and good people wanted to see what you now see, but they did not see it. And they wanted to hear what you now hear, but they did not hear it." The meaning of the story. Listen to the meaning of the example about the farmer. A person hears the message about the kingdom, but he does not understand it. Then the evil one comes and takes away what was planted in the person's heart. This is the meaning of what was planted along the road. What was planted on rocky soil is the person who hears the message and accepts it with gladness right away. However, he does not have deep roots in himself. He doesn't last long. When, because of the message, trouble or persecution comes, he soon gets discouraged and gives up. That which was planted among the thorny weeds is the one who hears the message, but the worries of this age and deceiving riches choke out the message. It never produces fruit. What was planted on good soil is the one who listens to the message and understands it. He produces fruit. Some of it is 100 times more, some is 60 times more, and some is 30 times more.